God for a beautiful day that God gave it to us. I'm so happy because today is my first day of my 50. My first day of my 50, and then God allowed me the first activity that I do in my first day is sharing at EMP. Thank you for good opportunity that God gave it to me. Then I'm thinking, and then what is the message that I want to share, and then share for me and then for everybody. I got few passages that remind me, but before we read that Bible, let us pray. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that you give it to us, especially for me, that today I'm starting my first 50. I pray that God will lead us so that we know what to do during this life that you give it to us, life that we want to offer it to you. Thank you, Father. Please speak to us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, first of all, let us open Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk with them. Brothers and sisters, as you know, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10 is a kind of Paul biography. I believe this is not only Paul biography, but also our biography. In the first one, he said, and you were dead in your trespass and sin. Of course, same condition with us. We all died in our sins, but then we have new life in Jesus Christ. God gave us new life in Jesus Christ. This is the perfect and the biggest grace that he gave it to us. And then after we get amazing grace, then what should we do? Paul remind us that we are his workmanship, a kind of partner that work together to God to do good work. What kind of good work that God prepared to us? Good works, we can say that's ministry, sharing the gospel, something that we do to bring God to the world. And this what Paul said, good work. And then Paul know that his life is belong to God. That's why he offered his life. I see that there are three pillars that we need to have in order to do good work for God. Number one, we must start from giving life to him. We must start for giving life to him. Let us open Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Then I do not know which to choose, but I am hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, for this is very much better. Yet to remain on in flesh is more necessary for your sakes. Brothers and sisters, I see the life of Paul. He really gave his life to God. Everything starts from offering your life. Remember on Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that because of God's grace, we get salvation. That's the reason we giving our life. It is our honor if we can offer our life to God and then to praise Him using our life. Brothers and sisters, we all will go to one point. We all will go to the diet because our physical is weak. But remember, we can use our physical to pleasing God. First of all, let us give our life to Him. Second point from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8. But I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Brothers and sisters, after you offer your life to God, you must see what kind of opportunity that God give you to stay and then to do His work. I have done a ministry in Hong Kong for 12 years. Then I can see that God still open opportunity for me so that I can do ministry in Hong Kong. You know that yesterday I get two kind of prize from God. First, at a staff meeting, I get a muffin, cupcake from the staff. That what I wanted. I only ate a red velvet muffin. And then the second, when I arrived in my office, someone text me and say, Pastor Slamet, we already rent a room at Chun Wan. Then I said, what you want me to do? I want you to open Bible school. Then I said, no. I want to open the church in Chun Wan. If you willing me to use the place, then I might be want to see the place. And then she said, you are the first priority. Welcome to see my place. Brothers and sisters, this is another opportunity that God gave it to me to start new ministry in Chun Wan area. I believe that God already give you a lot of opportunity. Let us see our life not only in small or narrow side. We must see with wider sight and then wider perception that God always open opportunity. Even your position is not a pastor. If your position only a lay person, still God give you opportunity, brothers and sisters. The problem is, do you see that opportunity? Opportunity come when we stay and live close with God. And then the other thing, opportunity also come if you have heart for the people, because God already give this world as our mission field. If you see this world as our mission field, then I believe you will see God opportunity come to you. This is the second point, brothers and sisters. And the third point, I want to read from Timothy chapter 4, Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Ready to serve Him in season and out of season. Last year, I can say in season because no COVID. This year, I can say out of season. No one want to live in this kind of situation. But the word tell us, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Because God is upon of the season. God not in the season, God not in out of season. But God is above of all season. He is still in the control. He still sits in the throne. He still sees us. And he still keeps his promise that he will go with us in everywhere, in every time. That's why Paul said, preach the word and be ready in the season and out of season. Brothers and sisters, these three pillars support my life offering to God, so that with these three pillars, I can do a good work that God give it to me. Number one, start from giving life. Number two, always see opportunity. Number three, be ready to serve him. Today I'm 50. According employee or employer agreement, maybe I can work for 5 to 10 years more. But 5 to 10 years more. 5 to 10 years is not too long. Yeah, it's not also too short. In these 5 to 10 years, I pray that God still use me to do good work. Same, brothers and sisters, we don't know about tomorrow, but one thing that we know about today, today is the time for us to do good work. I pray that everybody, you and me, still in the readiness to do good work for God, because he already saved us. May God bless us. I invite a worship leader to lead us in worship this morning.
Day or by night, when
Thank you, Thaddeus, that give this song to us this morning. Yeah, this song remind me when I was have sabbatical study at Singapore Bible College. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. This song remind me what kind of life that I want to offer to God. I believe before we start our intercession, pray, we have a short quiet time first. Ask God to open his vision to us so that we can join and take a good work to him and to bless other people. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your calling. Thank you for opportunity, and thank you for ability that you give it to us so that we can do good work for you, Father. Actually, our part is very small. Your part is the biggest. We know that you can do anything without us, but because your grace, you let us to join in doing this ministry, in building your kingdom on earth. It is an amazing offer that you give it to us. That's why I pray this morning that no one reject or no one ignore this amazing grace, but we hand by hand as SP member join together to do good work, to build your kingdom, become a blessing for Hong Kong people and even around the world. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. And always open our eyes, Father, so that we can see your vision that you already give it to us. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us go to community prayer this morning. We pray for people who suffer in cancer. Pastor Mary Uncle, Jade C. Sister, Ming Ming, Thaddeus Ten Kausin. Yeah, they have cancer. We pray that God will touch them. Let's pray together. Also pray for a group of people who are doing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery. We pray that by the grace of God, they get perfect healing from God. Let's pray together. We go to next slide. We also pray for community who have illness, but also we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart to see Jesus and accept Jesus so that they get the whole healing from God. Let's pray together. Next, please. We also pray for a group of people in infirmities condition. Yeah, they have a lot of problem with their body. We pray that God will touch them and heal them. Let us pray together. Next, please. We pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, today our praying for mission is for China. We pray for Pastor Hsu in Beijing, Pastor Ricky in Shanghai, Chong family and churches in China. Let's pray together that God still lead them and an open opportunity for them to serve and share the gospel. Let's pray together. Let us pray for board member, for PSMP, NetT1, PJT, Connie Chu, Shumun, Kenten, Marcus Wong, Sandeep, and Monica. We pray that all board member leading by God, and then always they get new vision, especially in the time of COVID-19. They know how to bring this church come close to you and be a blessing for many people. Let's pray together. Also pray for young adult fellowship, for single life retreat, a man ministry, and then woman ministry. We pray that God will bless all this ministry and fellowship in our church. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0 Building and Resources Benefactor and Vision Fund. We pray that God will extend His kingdom of God through SP. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for House Church tonight we have house church at Blue Pole, Portrays, Lido, Lion Rock, New County, Simsaswe, and Pantris. Let's pray that God bless and lead this all house church activity tonight. Let's pray together. The last one, let's pray for the city, pray for Hong Kong, pray for government, pray for COVID-19 situation, pray for all people. Pray for people who are in sick, that God will heal them. Let's pray together. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that you give it to us. Thank you for reminding that you give to us that our life is an offer that we can give it to you by doing God a good work. We pray that we can do something to pleasing you, Father, as you already saved us. And then we surrender our life into your hand. We pray that you will lead us, guide us step by step, and protect us from COVID-19 also. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, brothers and sisters, and we meet again at lunchtime prayer. God bless you. Bye-bye.